As I roved out on a May morning right early, I met my love upon the way, oh Lord, but she was early. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, and she hidled on the dee, and she hidled on the dee, and she landed. Her boots were black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. What age are you, my bonny wee lass? What age are you, my honey? Modestly she answered me, I'll be 17 on Sunday. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. Where do you live, my bonny wee lass? Where do you live, my honey? In a wee house up at the top of the hill, and I live there with me mammy. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. If I went to the house on the top of the hill when the moon was shining clearly, would you arise and let me in and your mammy not to hear ya? And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. I went to the house on the top of the hill when the moon was shining clearly. She arose to let me in, but her mammy chanced to hear her. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. She caught her by the hair of the head, and down to the room she brought her. With the butt of a hazel twig, she was the well-bid author. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. Will you marry me now, my soldier lad? Will you marry me now or never? Will you marry me now, my soldier lad? For you see, I'm none forever. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. I can't marry you, my bonny wee lass, I can't marry you, my honey, for I have got a wife at home, and how could I disown her? And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. A pint at night is my delight, and a gallon in the morning. The old women are my heartbreak, but the young ones is my darling. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
Bye. Time for a little Cape Breton comedy on the Pick and Whistle Show to help bring a smile to your face.
Our holder. Well, good day and welcome to another special edition of Ace This Cape Breton or What. I'm your host, Donald J. McDonald, and today we're going to hear some more music, I guess. We're also going to delve into the world of the unexplained with the storytelling of Johnny Fisher. But first, we're going to have a gander at the community bulletin. The hell have they got me reading this time? The ladies' auxiliary of the Please Somebody Do Something About John Hamm Committee will be having a tea and sale to raise funds to send several of their members to Halifax to throw a fit the next time he has the nerve to show his face in public. Next Tuesday, there's going to be a lobster dinner to help pay for Dandy D.A.D.R. McNeil's hip replacement. Now, here's St. Peter Doyle with the news.
A Sydney woman is resting comfortably in hospital after giving birth to twins at the Cape Breton drive-in. The father at his wife's bedside had this to say. You know, it's really quite a coincidence that the babies were born in the very place they were conceived. After his comment, he was rushed to emergency, where he was treated for mild concussion. Following in the footsteps of fiddling sensation Natalie McMaster, singer-songwriter Gordy Sampson will be having an audience with the Pope. Apparently, the pontiff cannot resist the opportunity to meet someone who's sorry for everything he's ever said and done.
Thank you, John Peter Doyle, for that mouthful. Now we're going to pass the mic over to another good friend of ours. Now, Johnny Fisher, what kind of tale of the unexplained do you have for us this evening? Well, thank you, Donald J. It seems I was out fishing one day. Now, I had my pole, and I had my waders, and I had my net. Now, I had the worms, too, but I decided to go anyway. I was standing in the river, up to my pole in water. All of a sudden, the sky got red dark. There was this big clash of thunder, and the skies opened up. Well, I noticed this house across the field, so I made a beeline for the house. I entered the house, and I found a room with an old bed. Well, I decided I'd rest a while. Well, then I start to hear footsteps. Well, my heart was in my throat. Then there she was. Beautiful woman, all dressed in white. Well, I asked her, "Are you of this world?" She says, "I was once, but I'm not now." I said, "What happened to you?" She says, "I died." What do you think happened to me? I decided to ask her, "What do you want of me?" Which then she beckoned for me to follow her downstairs and into the kitchen. Now I walked down and she kind of floated down the stairs. We arrived in the kitchen and she said, "Look into the red box." I said, "The bread box." She says, "No, the red box." I says, "I'm not getting you." She says, "Geez, are you stunned?" Well, I looked into the box. In the box, there was a prescription. And that was $2.95. I started to put things together after that. I said, would you like me to take that money down to the pharmacy and pay that bill so that you can rest in peace? Well, she said, well, it's a little late for a refill. Pretty sarcastic for a dead woman, I thought. Anyways, I took that money and I paid that bill so that poor soul could rest in peace. And that story is as true as the gospel of the church. Now, I had a few little jillocks on the way across the field. Now, the details may be a little sketchy. Back to you, Don J.
For fame and for fortune, I wander this earth, but soon I'll return to the land of my birth. I'll take back my treasure, but only to find they're less than the treasure I first left behind. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen, and the scenes of my childhood will know me again. No land ever claimed me, though far I did roam. For these are my mountains, and I'm going home. For soon I'll be meeting my own next of kin. This night on the island, old songs will be sung. For soon I'll be hearing my own mother's tongue. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen, and the scenes of my childhood will know me again. No land ever claimed me, though far I did roam. For these are my mountains, and I have come home. Yet these are my mountains, and I have come home.
Pick and Whistle Show is brought to you by This Week News, published every Wednesday, and is available online.
Mull of Kintyre, all mist rolling in from the sea, my desire is always to be you, O Mull of Kintyre. And much have I seen, dark mist and mountain with valleys of green, past faded deserts, the sun sets on fire, as you carry me home, to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, all mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be, O Mull of Kintyre. Sweep through the heather like deer in the glen. Carry me back to the days I knew then. Nights when we sang like a heavenly choir. Times of the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, all mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be you, O Mull of Kintyre. Tears in the rain, 'twill take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, all mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, O Mull of Kintyre.
Pioneer Scots were Donald and Angus Moore. They lived near Kelly's Mountain, where the sunset meets the shore. When Donald left the land he loved that nestled by the sea, he said, "Goodbye, dear brother, for over I will be." And it's Donald Thumbledore, Donald Thumbledore, so wild and lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald Thumbledore. Then Donald went to Halifax, where he stopped the captain out. Said he, "I hear you want a man to put the haunts to rout." Said the captain to the major, "Have you seen this man before?" Well, the major smiled and softly said, "It's Donald Thumbledore." Yes, it's Donald Thumbledore, Donald Thumbledore, so wild and lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald Thumbledore. Then Donald went to Boston, where he bought a suit of clothes. He threw away his homespuns, likewise his crooked brogues. He bought a pair of gaiters that were just size 16, for Donald loved the Yankee girls who baked the Boston beans. And it's Donald Thumbledore, Donald Thumbledore, so wild and lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald Thumbledore. While Donald was in Boston, he went upon a spree. A big 6-foot policeman said, "Come along with me." A prisoner was Donald until his trial next day, when $20 in greenbacks poor Donald had to pay. And it's Donald Thumbledore, Donald Thumbledore, so wild, lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald Thumbledore. Then Donald heard the Highlanders were going off to war. He left the city of Boston, bound for his native shores. When the colonel sees how smart I am and how well I earn my pay, it'll make me a captain or a corporal anyway. And it's Donald Thumbledore, well, Donald Thumbledore, so wild, lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald Thumbledore. The And Donald went to Plaster Cove, where he sat down there to dream. He saw a Yankee clipper come sailing down the stream. Said, Donald, heave your anchor down and heave your vessel too. Well, I'd like to take a trip along the Bunor Lakes with you. It's Donald from Bunor,
Donald from Bunor, so wild and lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald from Bunor.
Well, Donald then got married to a lass from o'er the sea. He settled down upon the farm where the mountains meet the sea. His children grew in numbers, I think just 12 or more. And in every glen you'd hear them sing, it's Donald from Bunor.
Yes, it's Donald from Bunor, Donald from Bunor, so wild, lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald from Bunor. Donald from Bunor, so wild, lazy, drunk and crazy, Donald from Bunor.
Represent me native land, the symbol of me heritage. Tourists think it's marvelous and then they click away. They ask me where the Rankins are, is Rita's tea room very far? Say, hey, where's the nearest bar? And they leave me here to play. But it's me life, it's what I do. I squeeze this thing and play me tune. I start every year in June and go until the fall. When summertime arrives, you'll find me here from 9 to 5. I shouldn't complain, cause after all, I'm lucky I got a job. They killed the sheep to make this sad, tangled mass of pipe and plaid. Played her loud while Mom kissed Dad, marching off to war. The brains within the industry think it's kind of touristy. Love the pipes, but holy cripes, my lips are getting sore. But it's me life, it's what I do. I squeeze a sing, you play me tune. I start every year in June. Go until the fall. When summertime arrives, you'll find me here from 9 to 5. Shouldn't complain, cause after all, I'm lucky I got a job.
If you're enjoying the music on this Pig and Whistle show, we invite you to listen to Kaylee Radio each day as we play the very best in Cape Breton and Celtic music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Nothing. darling, when I think of thee.
Down on Ivy's wall, down on Ivy's wall, down on Ivy's wall, life was just as simple as God.
Poured a cup of coffee, said I'll take this on the road. See you later, Ivy, your supper's on the stove. I'm going uptown, don't you be out all night. Say hello to Andy for me and leave the kitchen light. Ivy was a little man who left a giant trail with a pocket full of change for the kids, the world to see. He lived by pride and principle. He was a blue-collar man. He'd take the shirt right off his back and give it to a friend. Just as simple as God's plan. And if it wasn't, then Ivy would demand it. And I still hear him say, you men who hold the power, you mostly live in fear. Guess that's why you say exactly what we want to hear. Or maybe you're just puppets, just victims of the game. But it's one these men with a hungry kid's man, they don't feel much like rain. Just as simple as God's plan. Oh, and if it wasn't, then Ivy would demand it. Then one morning, Ivy silently slipped away. The boys down on the wall were quiet that day. They rode their trains through. Other men just closed their eyes and know they did the best they could with what they had. Oh, down on Ivy's wall, down on Ivy's wall, down on Ivy's wall, life was all.
Made of sand in the wink of an and I, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You got reasons plenty now for going. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. For the weed has been steadily growing. Please don't go. Please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on mind. As we walk, all my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath our feet, the subway's rumbling underground, underground. Are you going away? No word of farewell, will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Patent blocks of different sizes. Way, hey, and up she rises. There lie in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. There lie in the morning.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, there lie in the morning.
Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em. Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em. Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em. There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, there lie in the morning.
Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em. Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em. Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em. There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. There lie in the morning.
Give 'em a dose of salty water. Give 'em a dose of salty water. Give 'em a dose of salty water. There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. There lie in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. There lie in the morning.
Put him in the longboat till he gets sober. Put him in the longboat till he gets sober. Put him in the longboat till he gets sober. There lie in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. There lie in the morning.
way, hey, and up she rises, patent blocks of different sizes, way, hey, and up she rises, there lie in the morning.
Fiddle music has always played a big part in Cape Breton's music history, and we have selected a lively tune for this evening's Pig and Whistle show.
It's not like a silver hill. She asked to view the scene below, and I took her by the lily white hand, and on the hill we chanced to go. Says she, "My son, you look some good." Says I, "A neat little bit of stuff." I put me hand upon her knee, says she, "For me, you're far enough."
Nothing like a Newfoundlander's baby, when it comes to that. The ways of summer glaring up with them and losing days and that.
As I went down to Water Street, was there I met a first-year nurse, and the rain was coming down in sheets. She said, "Some dirty beggar has stolen my purse." So to the Mounties we did go, and how that little nurse would weep when they told her that she'd get no help until they found and found the sheep.
Nothing like a Newfoundlander's baby, a beautiful country lad, the way the sun was wearing off his damn and nose and knees and neck.
If you go down to come by chance, you'll see an oil refinery there, and nobody gives Shaheen a chance to put out any oil this year. Now Joey's looking pretty good, and the tankers now are on the seas, with tons of oil from Montreal to the Frenchman's dairy, ears don't freeze.
But I'll be like a Newfoundlander's baby, a few times I come to your end, a wheel of summer flaring off his damn nose and knees and that.
You heard of Napoleon Bonaparte, once came to Newfoundland with all his men, and the weather was so bloody cold, right back home he came again. Right up to Josephine he went, says she, "You look a fearful sight." He handed her a codfish head, "You'll get the tail tomorrow night."
Nothing like a Newfoundlander's baby, a beautiful country lad, the way the sun went flaring off his damn and goes and leaves him back. Nothing like a Newfoundlander's baby, a beautiful country lad, the way the sun went flaring off his damn and goes and leaves him back.
At the Woolco, manager trainee. $1.44 a day, hosts wear out three. I was taking out the big pens when they opened up the door. A stampede of crazy ladies.
They knocked me to the floor. Last week I wasn't hardware, but this week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're the working at the Woolco, manager trainee blue.
Taking out the garbage and sweeping up the floor. Learn how to sell, what an awful bore. They promise a promotion, but I think it's a joke. Can't wait for my lunch break
to sneak out for a smoke. Last week I wasn't hardware, well this week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah. I got the work out of the Woolco, manager trainee blue.
At the Red Grill nearly every single day. Spoons are made of plastic and the soup, it's kind of gray. You get up to buy a coffee and someone steals your seat. French fries and gravy are the only things you eat.
Last week I wasn't hardware, this week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah. I got the work and I'm the Woolco, manager trainee blue.
Listening to Muzak, hour after hour. surrounded day and night by phony flowers. The fluorescent lighting is eating out my brain.
Attention, woman shoppers.
Let's drive a mystery. Last week I wasn't hardware. This week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah. I got the work and at the wall calls. I got the work and at the wall calls. I got the work and at the wall calls. Manager trainee.
If you're enjoying the music on this Pig and Whistle show, we invite you to listen to Kaylee Radio each day as we play the very best in Cape Breton and Celtic music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here comes Mr. McNeil, the fine shape that he is in. There is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. Old McPhee, he's having a few we can hardly see. A raft is buggy around a tree, someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. The dance got a fearful hammer in. Today I'll stutter and stammer and they'll be held to pay come Saturday. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
To bite along the shores of Hagama.
Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some born of true detail and some of purely fiction.
There they stand by the door, selling bush by the score, asking you to buy some more along the shores of Hagama.
Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some born of true detail and some of purely fiction.
The devil and full of the rum. I'll go home, I'll go home. Well, I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, I'll go home. Full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go, well, I'll go in the morning.
The water to last the beat.
Listening to Cape Breton's community radio station, Kaylee Radio, broadcasting specialty programs during the coronavirus outbreak. Check the program guide on our main webpage for other programs you may want to listen to, like Phantom Country with Kenny Walsh, Late Night Oldies with Jack Cool, The Pig and Whistle Show, The Sing-Along Show, Jazz Podcast, Golden Oldies, The Storytellers, and the Cape Breton Kitchen Kaylee. Check the program guide for days and times. This show has been a Studio Way music production, produced and hosted by Glenn Gray, especially for Kaylee Radio. Whistle Show is a Studio A musical production from beautiful Cape Breton Island.